An exhibit aimed at shining a light on the poor state of residential care is coming to New Westminster. COVID in the House of Old will be on display at Century House from October 11 to November 12. Created by Professor Megan J. Davies from the Health and Society Program at York University in Ontario, the exhibit uses audio and visual components to depict the stories of seniors who died in care during COVID-19. Its 7 chairs, 2 of which represent Indigenous people, and the other 5 are a group of people that all died during COVID, said Val McDonald, a volunteer at Century House. Each chair is equipped with a speaker that tells the story of that individual. McDonald said the exhibition also includes poster boards with text that outlines what long-term care has looked like in Canada and how it's deteriorated. "It's quite moving," she said. "Very informative around the issues of care in the country. This just tells the story about how we have to reform our current care system for the elderly." Community members are encouraged to attend the launch of COVID in the House of Old at on Friday, October 21 from 2 to 4 p.m. at Century House. In addition to hearing from guest speakers, including Davies and Farinaz Have, a health system researcher at UBC, attendees will also be able to view the traveling exhibit. Folks who are unable to attend the launch event can view COVID in the House of Old at Century House until early November, when it will depart for a new location. It will be available until November 12 if they want to come and sit and listen to the stories. "The stories are quite compelling," McDonald said. "It will be in Century House in various locations on the main floor. You get 7 chances to listen to 7 different stories. It's a very cool exhibit." COVID-19 highlighted the deficiencies in the seniors' care system in Canada, McDonald said. "It brought into question all of the issues of how to deal with infections, how to deal with pandemics, the value and importance of seniors being in contact with family and close friends," she said. "It was cruel what happened to seniors that were locked in their rooms, completely isolated for months at a time." McDonald said long-term care is dependent on family and friends helping with the needs of the elderly in care. "They do things like shave them, do their nails, do their hair and give them company, which is critical. Feeding them, which is also very important, obviously," she said. "So, without those people there, the care declines. The level of care declines and the individual's mental health declines because they have no support, no compassion." The Time for Change group at Century House is thrilled that the exhibit is coming to New West. "We encourage them to come and learn more about our long-term care system, learn about the devastating loss of 7,000 seniors during COVID," McDonald said. "And that the care just continues to decline." McDonald said the group's hope is that the exhibition informs the community and encourages them to use their voices to encourage politicians to take action around care for the elderly. She said healthcare dollars come from the federal government to the provinces and provinces hen assign those funds where they think it's needed. "You don't meet very many people who haven't had an experience of a loved one in care. And they all tell the same stories," she said. "But there's been no groundswell of support. There's been no uprising, and I think there should be." The Time for Change group at Century House approached the organizers about bringing the exhibition to New West. It received a grant from the City of New Westminster to help fund the exhibition.